the October 8th, 2015, special meeting of the Chicago State University Board of Trustees is hereby called to order. Ms. Phillips, would you take the role, please?
Trustee Curtin?
Here.
Trustee Hatch?
Here.
Trustee Joyce?
Here.
Trustee Leek?
Here.
Trustee Fashion?
Here.
Trustee Young?
Here.
Trustee Zoller?
A quorum exists for the business of the board to begin. Ms. Phillips, will you verify that the notice of this meeting has been given pursuant to the requirements of the Open Meetings Act?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, the meeting notice requirement has been met. Notices were posted 48 hours before this meeting in the Cook Administration, Student Union, and Academic Library buildings.
At this time, we'll begin with a report from Academic and Student Affairs.
Dr. Henderson, I understand there is some good news to report.
Yes, there is, Trustee. Good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
Before I begin the two action items, I would like to share that we now have all tenure resolutions up on the board website, as well as the Academic Affairs website. And all of the people who have received tenure over the last years, their names will be listed individually. So that's, I wanted to let everyone know that. That's a change. The two action items that I am here to present to you today has to deal with money, and I'm very excited to share it. We talked over the last year about our deans and our faculty being engaged and re-engaged with writing grants to bring more money to the university to support our students and programs. So I'm pleased to announce that Dr. Leslie Roundtree, please join me, will be presenting a new grant that she has written and was notified that she received last week for $12 million. And it's called Partnerships to Step Up in Healthcare Resolutions. Dr. Roundtree.
Good morning. We are very pleased. This is a grant through the Health and Human Services in conjunction with the Children and Family Services to address increasing the number of individuals in health professions, and it is targeting individuals who are TANF recipients, Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, and low-income individuals to career ladder into health professions. So it's a college-wide grant that is in partnership with South Suburban College and Metropolitan Family Services and Proactive Community Services. So it is an opportunity to train individuals to become healthcare providers from a certificate level all the way up to a bachelor's level. The idea is to career ladder individuals from the lower paying jobs to the highest economic potential that they can have. We are very pleased that it will offer tuition to students, as well as full wraparound services from case management, child care support, books, whatever they need. And it's really an opportunity for us to articulate with South Suburban College to bring their certificate students into our bachelor's program, such as the RN to BSN, as well as the OTA into occupational therapy, and so forth. So we are quite excited. The goal is to recruit over 700 students and graduate at least close to 500 of them with some level of professional certification to work into the health. So occupational therapy, nursing, community health, and health information administration are the targeted disciplines. It is about 2.4 each year, 2.4 million a year over 5 years for 12, with about $52,000 a year in indirect costs. But what I am very pleased with is about at least a million of that money is really student tuition.
is this grant solely for Chicago State, or is this grant for Chicago State and South Suburban?
It's for both of us. But ours is half, and theirs is about 600. Again, the agencies are also part of it. So the three agencies have about half. We have the other half per year, and we're the lead institution.
Who are the three agencies again?
South Suburban Community College, their College of Allied Health. Metropolitan Family Services, right here on 103rd, they will be our primary community site. And then Proactive Community Service, which is in Glenwood, which will be South Suburban's community site.
This is the community college who we had at the last board meeting. I just want to put this in context for the board members, that this is a further extension and enhancement of what we did at the last board meeting, where we signed that agreement, where we're working with that community college to get more of their students here. This is just a further enhancement of that. Dr. Roundtree, I don't know if you are permitted to. Didn't something happen in the last couple of days?
Yes. Well,
are you allowed to share any parts?
Well, we can say that unofficially, Department of Occupational Therapy finished their accreditation on-site visit yesterday morning. Reaccreditation visit yesterday morning, and the team was pleased, and so we are looking forward again to the full report, but we are standing reaffirmed for reaccreditation.
You're here.
Thank you. I'd like to give some credit. She's playing it down. The accrediting agency asked for us to ensure that we meet about 181 standards. And so there's a lot of work put into meeting those standards. And they shared with us that our strengths are our leadership of the program. They really, there were two visitors here, and they really spent a lot of time going through every building, the curriculum, everything about the program. And so they said that the leadership was strong or is strong. They also stated that we have strong faculty. And what they shared about the faculty is that our faculty care about our students. And they see that. And what the occupational therapy program has done is it has different entry points for students who aren't the traditional graduate students. So you can come in through the baccalaureate program and complete your master's in occupational therapy. You can come in traditionally as a full-time master's in occupational therapy, master in occupational therapy, or you can go to school part-time. And you can still stay on track with the full-time students. You just have a different curriculum and you have to go to school in the summer. So this is different than other programs, and they stated that. And so they left yesterday. They had a public meeting, and I can share that out of the 188 standards, there are two that they may want us to do more work on, and they said that they were minor, and they're not very concerned with that. Those are things that we can fix without a problem, and they wouldn't stop us from being accredited. So I wanted to share that, and thank you, and the faculty, and the students for everything these 3 days. Yeah, and the recognized strength is our students. Or is our students. We also received great news, I think a week and a half ago, about a grant that Dean Leroy Jones has written. Dean Jones? As you know, Dean Leroy Jones is the executive director of our Center for STEM, and he spends a lot of time writing grants or pursuing grants as well. So I'll let him share the great news.
Thank you, Madam Provost. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm pleased to inform you that Chicago State University has received funding from the U.S. Department of Education to fund the Center for STEM Education and Research. We will receive approximately $600,000 over 5 years for a total of $3 million. Of that, the university will receive $84,000 a year in indirect costs for a total of $422,000 over the five years. The Center for STEM Education and Research is very multifaceted, really dealing with the STEM continuum from K-12 to undergrad, all the way up to actually professional development. And it's actually been here since 2011, initially established 4 years ago with Department of Ed of money. The objectives of the center are, one, to increase America's talent pool by improving STEM education in grades 6 through 12. The second objective, which makes up the three prong, is to enhance undergraduate student awareness and motivation for STEM education and careers through improved information, mentoring, and outreach initiatives. And number three, which is probably most important, is to provide resources and professional development initiatives to boost faculty research and proposal writing productivity in STEM pedagogy. And the reason why I say that's most important, because of course, the students are directly, you know, affected by that. The period of the contract is October 1st, 2015 to September 30th, 2020. And we're very, very happy, you know, to have this particular grant. A piece of the grant, which I'm particularly proud of, is the international portion of the grant. Over the last 4 years, we've sent approximately 40 students overseas to engage in international opportunities in approximately all of the continents. So we're very, very excited about that. It also has research activities. We hold a conference for over 300 students each year, as well as engage students in mentoring and also research. And then, of course, you know, with the K-12 piece, we have a summer camp that goes on every summer for about 8 to 10 weeks, as well as Saturday academies. And one thing that came out of that last year, actually, our Saturday academy summer camp, kids actually took number one in the nation, you know, in the NSBE competitions. So we're excited, very excited about that. So NSBE is actually the National Society of Black Engineers. And every year they have a competition, you know, for students from 6 to 12 come and compete. So the last interim, they dealt with NASCARs. So they actually put NASCARs together. They had to do business proposals, you know, about marketing it and putting it out. And they ranked number one for the 6th through the 8th graders, as well as our high school kids. Wow. You know, so it was a huge accomplishment for Chicago State University. And we're very, very, you know, proud of our pre-engineering department for actually putting that on. Another piece of the proposal, I talked about the K-12 piece and the undergrad piece, but is also with the faculty members. So one piece of this grant is actually to provide C grants to junior faculty members to do research in their labs so that they can get preliminary results to submit to hiring agencies. But on top of that, once they submit to the hiring agencies, we also provide funding for them to actually go to DC or wherever the project director is to have a conversation so they can put a face with a name, which has really, really worked out very well for our faculty members. And of course, we have the professional development that we bring people in for workshops in the pedagogy piece. So we're very excited to be funded for an additional 5 years. This here is a collaborative proposal. It's only Chicago State, but it's working with all the STEM departments. Every single department, you know, has a role to play in this. And I'm very grateful to those departments here at Chicago State. And it really speaks to what we do here, you know, in STEM. And also, you know, how we're recognized not only here in the state of Illinois, but also nationally. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dean Jones, could you just very briefly state how our physics and our chemistry department is ranked state and nationally as far as it goes for graduating young African Americans for both the baccalaureate, master's, and then helping them go on for the PhD?
Right. So in terms of physics, we're definitely in the top 10 nationally. In terms of chemistry, we're probably in the top 15. I'm glad that you brought that out. It was a study that just came out this past week, and I forget the agency that put it out. I was talking with the chair, Dr. Mundo Garcia, and we produce 1 to 2% of the African-American physics students in the nation. You know, so we're actually ranked.
The one I sent you.
Yeah, the one that you sent.
Right,
blacks in higher ed. So we're actually ranked, you know, with the schools like Hampton, Xavier, Howard and some of the others. So we're doing, you know, a great job in that respect. So a lot of times when you're looking at those numbers, and I like to speak to this, you know, in the physics department, the numbers in the department may be small, but the impact is huge. And that's something that we have to make sure that we keep, you know, in front of us, you know, when we're dealing with chemistry and physics. Thank you, Mr. President, for bringing that out. Any other questions from the board?
Thank you. And then finally, I'd like to introduce Ms. Angela Hopgood. She's here in lieu of Dean Dave Canis. And I wanted to share with you that in order for us to provide support to write grants like these, that we have to have an office. So we have an Office of Grants Research and Grants and Research Administration. Dr. Canis is the Associate Vice President in that office. And Ms. Hopgood supports him in that area. She is the coordinator?
Grants and Contract Administrator.
She's an administrator. And so I wanted to introduce you to her and to let you know that we hope to be coming to you quite often with more grants that support our students and our faculty and the university so that we continue to be competitive. So when we talk about indirect cost from a grant, that means that we receive dollars, but we also receive indirect cost, additional dollars to support the indirect cost or the grants administration of the administration of that grant. And so we manage that out of the Office of Grants and Research Administration, and that money goes back to the professor and the college who actually brought the grant in, and then we also have accountants and other staff who work in the office, and some of that money goes to support them as well. So I wanted to share that with you. Thank you, Ms. Hopkins.
Thank you.
That's it.
Now, do these two action items, are we going to present those in the form of a resolution?
Yes. So our first grant or first resolution is asking the board to approve and receive a grant entitled Partnerships to Step Up in Health Careers.
I move we approve the resolution.
Second.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Leak?
Yes.
Trustee Fation?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes.
The second resolution, as read by or as described by Dean Leroy Jones, is for Chicago State University to accept funds for the Center for STEM Education and Research at Chicago State University.
Move we approve the resolution.
Second.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Leak?
Yes.
Trustee Fation?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes.
I believe then this concludes the report from the Academic Affairs Committee.
Thank you, Trustee.
Thank you, Provost.
At this time, I'll entertain a motion to recess into executive session.
So moved.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Leak?
Yes.
Trustee Fation?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes.